God is moving on the streets.
If we can touch that one gang member with that one word, we can reach entire gangs. We can reach entire cities.
We, the people of God, are going to bring the light into the darkness.
They're like sheep without a shepherd.
They don't know him yet.
A lot of times they feel trapped.
Anyone that's growing in light is going to have an increasing heart for those who are in darkness.
Go in his power and in his love and demonstrate who he is.
I say few people made a believer out of me.
We send them out two by two.
To a wounded and dying world. Not to condemn, but to love.
Know his love, man. He really loves you.
The dead raised, the sick healed, devils cast out in great measure, the poor looked after, and it should be normal Christianity.
God's heart burns for the lost, and he wants us to take the prophetic to the streets.
Welcome to Extreme Prophetic. My name's Patricia King, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's program. The subject, the Burning Man. Are you one? We'll find out soon.
Several years, there's been thousands of people going out to the desert, and they're calling it the Burning Man. Thousands of people are going out into the desert, and what they're doing is having an orgy of fire for a whole week. It's totally demonic. It's total sexual immorality, an explosion of occultism, wild music. And they do this for 5 days, and then there's a culmination of it on the final night in which they dare God to send fire on them. And they have a two-story wooden man, and the culmination of it is that they set this man on fire and everybody just goes crazy, and they're calling it the Burning Man in the desert. But the Bible says that there was a Burning Man in the desert. He was a blazing lamp, a blazing torch, and you enjoyed his light for a little while. And it's just gotten into my heart that God would raise up another Burning Man in the desert, a generation who are blazing like John the Baptist.
Welcome to Insights. Our subject today is called the Burning Man. And you know, when we think of our born-again spirit man within, you know, it's burning with flames of passion for Jesus Christ and for the kingdom of God. And so if you are a Christian, if you have Jesus living inside of your heart, you have this burning desire, this burning passion to follow after him. That burning passion is inside of you. And it's a matter of letting it live, letting it be released into your soul realm, into your body, letting the flames go forth. It says in the Word of God that God's people are like ministers of fire, and so you're like a flame. Up on the screen right now, we're going to put up an image of Ruth Ann Fryer's painting called Burning. And you'll see that there's a small child in a basin, and then behind that child is this burning, flaming man. And that's a painting of a spirit man. It's like a prophetic image of the spirit man, that we come to Jesus like a little child. And but our spirit man inside of us is like a flaming man of fire, full of passion, full of purity, full of blessing. And each and every one of you have that burning man inside of you when you come to Jesus in childlike faith. You can actually purchase that print online at extremeprophetic.com in our store. Now, I'd like you to turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 3. And in the opening clip, we had an exhortation from Lou Engel about the Burning Man gathering out in the wilderness of Nevada. We're going to give you some more clips on that later as we interview Cindy McGill during God Talk, and we'll show you some of the outreach that Christians are doing in that conference or in that gathering. But Lou also mentioned that there was a burning man like John the Baptist who was burning with a message, preparing the way of the Lord. So in Matthew 3, we see John preaching in the wilderness of Judea. And in verse 2, he says this, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is the one referred to by Isaiah the prophet when he said, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make ready the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Then, down in verse 11, he says, as for me, I baptize you with water for repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, and I am not fit to remove his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. And his winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will thoroughly clear his threshing floor, and he will gather his wheat into the barn, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Now, we know that the burnings of God have to do with the passionate love that we have for him. And that love is in us. That burning passion is in us. But there's another fire, and it's a fire that burns up the dross so that we can walk in purity before the Lord. And God is moving in power. You know, sometimes during glory schools and different conferences, we actually have the fragrance of burning fire, fresh fire, come into the meeting. And it's not like there's a natural fire in there at all. No, it's like just fire smell. And that smell, that fragrance of fire, it comes from heaven. It is a prophetic sign that Jesus is there to burn with his fire a purification into our lives and hearts. And we need that because God's going to give us more empowerment. He's going to give us more miracles, more signs, more wonders. And so in order to facilitate that properly and be a good ambassador of the kingdom, we need to submit to the fire of God that burns up the dross. I'd like you also to turn to Malachi chapter 3, and it talks about this, the purifier. And in verse 1, it says, behold, I'm going to send my messenger, and he will clear the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. And the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight, behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who can endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire, and he's like fuller's soap. He will sit as a smelter and purifier of silver, and he will purify the sons of Levi and refine them like gold and silver so that they may present to the Lord offerings in righteousness. And so the Lord's suddenly going to come to his temple with a purifying fire. This isn't a fire that's going to hurt. You know, a lot of people say, I don't want the fire of God because that might mean terrible trials and testings. But this fire is the fire of his presence that comes to burn up the dross. And if you have a heart to be purified and you start asking the Lord for his fire to come, that fire will burn up all the impurities in you. It's a work of the Holy Spirit. That's why on the day of Pentecost, one of the signs on that day was that flames of fire, like tongues of fire, rested on each one's head. It was a sign of the baptism of fire that was going to come to the church corporately. That baptism of fire has yet to come corporately to the body of Christ, but I smell a fire coming. I smell a fresh fire coming in the Spirit. It's coming. And when that fire burns, it's going to cause us to bring right offerings unto the Lord, and that we'll be renewed in fresh fire and power and demonstrations of the miraculous in the Lord. There's another fire. That's the refiner's fire I just talked about. We talked about the fire of passion, talked about the refiner's fire. But then there's another fire that we find in Malachi chapter 4. And it says, for behold, the day is coming burning like a furnace, and all the arrogant and every evil doer will be chaff. And the day that is coming will set them ablaze, says the Lord of hosts, so that it will leave them neither root nor branch. But for you who fear my name, the sun, or the fire of righteousness, will rise with healing in its wings, and you will go forth and skip about like calves from the stall, and you will tread down the wicked, for they will be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day which I am preparing, says the Lord of hosts. So in this, it's talking about a consuming fire that's going to burn up the arrogant, that's going to burn up the proud, that's going to burn up the evildoers. I don't want that kind of fire. I want to be in the refiner's fire. It's a fire that refines me, because if I submit to that fire, then I'll be used to tread down the enemy, and it'll be a marvelous time. What fire do you want? Lord Jesus, I pray for every person watching the program right now that the fire of your purification, the fire of your refining, and the fire of your passion will fill each one, that they might be like these ones that went forth and skipped out of their stalls like calves, just with the joy of the Lord, treading down the enemy, just like ash under the soles of their feet. In Jesus' name, I decree that over you.
Patricia King's new book, Spiritual Revolution, will shake the way you think about the supernatural power of God and your role in combating the counterfeit signs and wonders of today's cults. This powerful book contains stories, insights, and practical suggestions about how you can aggressively choose to live in the supernatural realm of the kingdom of God. Join the Spiritual Revolution. Available online at extremeprophetic.com.
Cindy, the Burning Man Festival that takes place in Nevada every year is a festival where thousands of people come together looking for an experience, looking for community. It's like all systems are go. There's no real restraints or anything. And so, of course, without knowing it, there could be some very damaging things. I know there's a lot of occultism. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of sexual promiscuity and perversions and stuff like that. But in the midst of all that darkness, God calls his people to be light and life and love mm-hmm. to those who are seekers. So you've been on teams into the Burning Man festivals as actually a love squat team. Or yeah. Just share with us what takes place. Why did you go? How did it all come about?
Oh, well, I think the most important reason why I went is because as I was asked to go, I realized that people are searching, just like I was when I found Jesus. They were hungry for something of spiritual value that would fill a God-shaped hole in their heart. And I know what that feels like. I can identify with people that are hungry spiritually. When we decided to go, we knew that it would be a big festival and it would be a very extreme event. But I think all of us were on the same page in terms of our desire to see people met with the love of God and then to watch him just do whatever he needed to do in order to compel them to come to him.
I just think that's so awesome. Yeah. Because I mean, it's not the easiest environment. Like there are, you know, witches and warlocks and vampires and yeah. and all kinds of different groups and sects there. And so you need it to be fully consecrated. I mean, this isn't something for amateurs, really. No. You need to make sure that you're fully consecrated unto the Lord and equipped, right. you know, to go in and to be light in that kind of darkness.
Well, we did go through, I think all of us, I speak for the team, we all went through personal consecration ourselves, just really getting before the Lord in preparation for this event. We've done street ministry, we've done outreach events all over the place, but this one we knew was going to be on a higher level than what we've ever experienced before. We also, you know, went through the time where we asked God to search us and try us and see if there's any mm-hmm. wicked way in us so that we could go in with a pure heart that would flow out to these people and to people that would come. We call them our guests that would right. come into our tent. We would invite them to come in and have an encounter with the Holy Spirit.
The way that you described it to me was you just so consecrated that tent
yes.
to the Holy Spirit's presence
yes.
and to the work of the Lord.
Yeah, we did.
That you trusted him completely mm-hmm. so that when you had people come in and you offered them, you actually set up like a little cafe, didn't you?
Yeah.
And you offered a menu. What were some of the things on the menu?
Well, it was called Spirit Dream Interpretation Cafe. And we offered spiritual encounters and spiritual readings, which we know to be prophecy, spiritual cleansings, which were deliverance.
I think that is so creative. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes, you know, we get a little bit stifled, I think, in our expression of the gospel because mm-hmm. we're afraid to venture out with creative ways of expressing his love.
Right.
And so a lot of it is just packaging, isn't it?
Well, it was language to meet the culture. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to also offer healing touch and destiny direction words. So if any of those things seem to be an attraction for someone who would be passing by, then they would come in, and we freely gave it away. We just freely allowed them to come in and experience God in a new way, in a way that they've never done before.
They would sit down, and you would just say, you know, okay, we're going to have an encounter now. Like, how would you go about it?
We had a cafe and had a menu, so they could select off the menu either one item, two items, or have a combination plate.
Now, when you talk about the menu, you're talking about, like, they could have a destiny reading, yes, or a spiritual cleansing, or a combo of all of them. I think that's great.
The one that they chose the most was spiritual cleansing. They felt that they needed something that was that they weren't getting. From all of the activities going on out there, they weren't able to be free.
And it could be because of all the activities, they needed cleansing.
Yeah.
I know that before I became saved, I was just looking for joy or peace or fulfillment. And so you go and do all these crazy things thinking it's going to make you happy, and then you feel defiled afterwards.
Yeah.
So I would imagine even in that kind of environment, there could be opportunity for them to feel defiled, and so they're looking for cleansing.
Yeah.
And what a perfect place for you folks to be.
Well, they're also looking for unconditional love.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking for a place, it's a safe place, where they weren't judged. There's no judgment. There's no condemnation. There's no expectations of them to respond one way or another. We just wanted to make Christ available to them in a way that they could receive Him. And I think it goes along with the parable where the banquet was set, and the Master said, go out into the highways and the byways and compel them to come in. Well, how do we compel? You know, we meet people at the point of a need. And that's where Jesus met me, at the point of my need. And we just begin to see as they came in, they were hungry, they were ready. They wanted to have an experience. They wanted a spiritual encounter. They wanted a supernatural touch from something that wasn't on this earth. And so we gave total freedom to the Holy Spirit to move within the tent any way that He wanted to. We were very careful to listen to Him. And only Him. We didn't say any more or any less than He wanted us to say. We really kept our eyes single. In fact, I feel that God gave us the ability to see the heart where He looks, because He doesn't look on the outward appearance.
That's right.
He looks on the heart. So every person, regardless of how anyone was dressed, whether they had clothes or didn't have clothes, we were able to look on their heart. And God gave us words and gave us the ability to see what He saw. And then told us what to do, whether it was an interpretation of a dream, whether it was a spiritual cleansing, whether it was a prophecy or a destiny direction word. God told us how He wanted us to talk with them as a vehicle.
And you did practical things too, didn't you? Because, I mean, the weather was hot. You were out in the middle of the desert.
Yeah.
And there was no place, like, to really get water outside of where people brought their own.
Right.
And so you brought how many bottles of water did you distribute?
Yeah, there was a donation of 10,000 bottles of water.
Wow.
And we gave them away.
Isn't that awesome?
And as we gave them away, we also invited them to come into the cafe and enjoy a spiritual reading or a spiritual encounter or a cleansing or
That's
whatever.
Mm-hmm. And it was hot where people were getting burnt and that, and I noticed that with one of the pictures you showed me, you were putting suntan lotion on a girl that had gotten all blistered.
Yes. She was actually walking down the road, and it was one of my turns to hand out the water. And I noticed that her shoulders were blistering, and I asked her to please stop until we could get some sunscreen for her, and just soaked her down with it.
Wow.
And she didn't realize, I think, that she was as burnt as she was. But that was just one of the things, you know, that as the needs were there, there were people that met us in our tent for breakfast. And we would just cook breakfast for our team. But they wanted
to hang out with
you. Yeah, to hang out. And so they would be sitting there in the morning when we got up.
The love of Jesus was attracting
it. It was, and compelling.
And you had lineups waiting to get into the cafe.
We actually had a waiting area. It became very popular. People wanted to come back and bring their friends. And we never told them what to do. As the Holy Spirit encountered their lives, we actually saw them raise their hands, or they would start to weep, and in some cases start to shake uncontrollably. They would begin to speak in tongues, having never understood that was a manifestation of the Holy Spirit. And then they would say to us, what just happened to me? And we said, well, you just had an encounter with the one who made you.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And then they wanted to know more. And as they asked questions about more, we were able to say more. And then we would tell them, would you like to have this? You could have this every day of your life. This is your Father, God, Creator, who loves you. And there's a way to get to Him.
And His name is Jesus.
His name is Jesus. And then they would say, are you Christian? And we said, well, we are followers of Jesus. And all of us have had this same experience that you've just had. And then they would ask us, how do I get this?
Oh, it's beautiful.
What can I do? And we would say, just ask Him to take over your life. And as if driving a car, you move over and let Him take control. And
wow.
He'll bring you into wholeness.
I love that. You know, Cindy, at the Burning Man Festival, there actually is like a structure of a Burning Man. Is it wooden structure or something? Or
yes.
Some kind of a piece of art, I guess you could call it. And it's over 2 stories tall. Mm-hmm. And on the last night, they burn that man, right, as like a sacrifice, I guess.
Yes. I would think it's something like a sacrifice. They also burn all of their art, and they work all week to put art together out there. Some of the most creative people I think I've ever met would come in, but they're just soured by religion, or possibly they've been hurt in a church, or possibly they've never been told, and they're just hungry. They just want to know what life is. They want to know what love is. They want to know what it is to live a life that's complete and fulfilled. And so, as to the best of our ability and all that God gave us to do, we just wanted to make ourselves available.
2,000 years ago, there was a man who was lifted up and who burned in love for us. Mm-hmm. His name is Jesus. And you and your team, you went out and represented that Burning Man. And we're just so proud of you. And that's a call that all of us can walk in, that know Him. That His love can burn in our hearts as He burned for us on that cross. His passion for us was so great that He gave up everything.
I've had people say to me, aren't you afraid to go? My response is, I'm afraid not to go.
Yeah.
People are starving to death. They're eating everything. They're believing everything. And we have the answer to life. We have the truth and the way and the life. And God just met us every step of the way.
And perfect love casts out fear.
Casts out fears.
And His love is His fire.
We did find out that where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. And it is the kindness of God that leads all of us to Him, where we can have restoration and be made whole again. It's wonderful.
Join Patricia King along with the Extreme Team, Charlie Robinson, Joshua Mills, George Imbanoff, and Steve Swanson for 5 days of blessings in the glory and presence of God. Join us for this power-packed time at the Blessed and Blasted Conference in Albuquerque, New Mexico, November 1st through the 5th. Register today. You'll be glad you did.
Do you desire anointed teaching, prayer, impartation, and prophetic words that speak personally to your heart? Would you like an online shopping mall that can resource your life with life-impacting teachings? All of this and more can be found on extremeprophetic.com. Visit us today online. Everything on the site is available to you on demand to facilitate your own lifestyle and schedule.
Destiny Words are prophetic words of encouragement from the heart of God just for you.
There's someone watching right now, and you've been struggling
with a secret sin. It's an addiction, and you know what it is as I'm saying this word. And you've been struggling and trying so hard to overcome, but you haven't been able to get the victory yet. And the Lord told me to release the fire and the lightning of God into your soul that'll deliver you from this thing that has you in prison. So in the name of Jesus, right now, I release the fire of God to consume that dross. The fire of God to burn up that which is holding you in bondage, and the lightnings of God to strike against that work of the enemy in your life. Now just submit to Jesus right now. Submit to Jesus and to his awesome grace. And in the name of Jesus, I ask that all shame, all blame, all guilt, all condemnation be lifted off of that person as well. In Jesus' name, just lift off right now, lifting off and healing coming and freedom coming in Jesus' name. I'm also getting a word right now for someone who has a garden. You love gardening. You have a good garden every year. But this year, you weren't able to look after your garden because you you got sick in the middle of the season when you were trying to harvest, and it was getting ready for harvest. And you've been grieving over that garden, even though you're feeling better now. But it's been something that's been so hard for you, and it's devastated you. It's got deep grief inside your heart. Right now, the Lord's going to lift the grief out of you. And he says, you know what? You're going to live to see many more gardens. And there's a garden that you're going to reap from, and it's the garden of your prayer life. And you're going to be reaping from that a great harvest in these coming months. But the Lord wants you to know that he really has compassion for you and what you felt about watching your crop just rot there and nobody could come in and harvest it. And he understands how you're feeling, but you don't have to cry over spilt milk. And there's a great harvest, a harvest of your prayer life that you're going to be receiving in this next little while that's going to thrill you. I have one more word today, and it's for a school teacher. You are a school teacher, and you've been in a place of real stress. It's almost like you're in a burnout, and you're ready to take some time off. And the Lord says this is going to be a very special time for you. It's a time of restoring your soul by the still waters. And even by receiving this word, it is a confirmation to you to take that time off that you need. You will be restored, and you'll be ready to run your race again soon.
Patricia King has taken her own personal decrees and put them in print for you. Decree is also available on CD. Soak under the anointed word of God and feed your spirit. Our special decree for kids has also been produced for the children in your life. Decree, available online at extremeprophetic.com.
Become a Breaker Team member today and partner with us in God's media army and harvest teams through your monthly financial gift of $30 or more. As a partner, you are prayed for every day by skilled intercessors on our team. You receive special gifts, reduced registration fees, and exclusive privileges during many Extreme Prophetic sponsored events. As a Breaker Team financial partner, you receive the Breaker anointing that rests upon Extreme Prophetic. Partner with us today and join the Extreme Prophetic family.
Thanks so much for joining us on today's program. We've loved having you with us, and I'm sure it's stirred you and made you think about a few things. But I'm just believing that you're going to be a great light in the darkness. You're going to shine for Jesus. Now, here's that special destiny word for each and every one of you. It's this: God loves you with an everlasting love. He really, 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 really does.